You are now tuned into the sounds of the Ultimate You Podcast, a place where we discuss fitness in every aspect that you can imagine, along with the various complexities that life has to offer. So if you want to see what's up, then pull up and have a seat, because the more that you tune in, the more that you'll be changed into the ultimate athlete that you were created to be.
What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, back with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. It is the very first episode of the brand new year. So guess what that means? Happy New Year, joyful New Year, epic New Year, refreshed New Year, all that good stuff. I hope you is fresh and spiffy and dandy and that you smell good. And I'm glad that you ain't funky and you don't smell. Well, we ain't gonna go into all that. Anyway, a happy new year. We are in 2024. Can you believe that? I thought we was gonna be flying in hovercrafts right now, that we would have hovers as transportation, or we'd be walking on air. You know what I'm saying? I thought we would be so futuristic when it comes to that, but who knows? Maybe one day. We'll see. But I hope you are joining us in this brand new year, and I hope that 2023 was great to you. If not, 2024 is going to be better, because you know what? You're alive, you're breathing, you're kicking, and you're listening to the Ultimate You Podcast. And with that said, everywhere, all around the world, inside the USA and outside the USA, I appreciate all of you allowing this podcast to be a small part of your day. Those in Texas and California, New York, Florida, all the other states that I'm not thinking about, all the other countries outside of the USA, I appreciate you pulling up to the Ultimate You Podcast. If it's your very first time, my name is Brandon BDB Bender. Here on this podcast, we talk about fitness, we talk about wellness, we talk about self-care, we talk about life, we talk about the complexities of life, we talk about the simplicities of life, we talk about everything in between, all the stuff imaginable. We even talk about some current events. Probably need to do more of that. For example, even though it's not current, but when it was current at the time, we talked about the Will Smith and the Chris Rock whole shebang when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. Did a whole episode on that, so go and check that out. Hope you enjoy it. So what are we going to talk about today, y'all? What is we going to talk about on the very first episode of 2024? Well, let me put it to you like this. Green eggs and ham. Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. Ha ha! That's all I'm going to say. Green eggs and ham. Sam, I am. You think I'm going to be talking about Dr. Seuss? Let's find out. So without further ado, let's go ahead and pull up. Get your sippy cup. Get your straws. Get a pen and a pad. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. Stay awake. Stay alert. Stay wired. And stay fresh. Let's go ahead and get into what green eggs and ham, Sam, I am. What am I talking about? Well, I could reveal it here, but I want you to wait just a few more seconds, just a couple more minutes, and I'm going to tell you what Sam, I am is all about. Less grit. Green eggs and ham, green eggs and ham, Sam I am. I love green eggs and ham. Ha ha ha! Green eggs and ham. Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. I love green eggs and ham. The title of today's episode is Sam I Am. You coming up here thinking, did I reach the right podcast? BDB up here quoting Dr. Seuss up in this piece, man. Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. Why am I talking about that? Well, let me first start off by saying that for a lot of you listening to this episode, I am
1,000% sure that you have watched some form of movie where at some way, somewhere during the movie, there is a plot twist. Sometimes the plot twist comes at the end. Sometimes the plot twist is in the middle. And sometimes there's more than one plot twist. There's multiple twists in movies. And I believe that's a lot of the reason why a lot of us love movies. We're looking for the plot twists, or we love to hear stories. We love to tell stories. And then in certain stories, there are some kind of twists and turns and unexpected detours. We love to see and hear some form of unexpectedness in a movie. Like, I didn't expect for that to happen. So instead of waiting till the end of the movie, I'm fixing to give you the plot twist right now. Because Sam I Am, if you really break it down, the S-A-M stands for Set Apart Mindset. Set Apart Mindset. And what is the significance of the I Am afterwards? Because on the other side of this episode, at the very least, I want you to walk away saying to yourself and thinking to yourself and believing within yourself that I am a person that has a set apart mindset, aka Sam I Am. And who knows, maybe you'll love green eggs and ham. So it's just something creative that I don't know, it just landed on my shoulder very gently, you know? So, and I thought, you know what, let me put this title out there. I think it's really going to catch some people. So yes, Sam I Am is the name of today's episode. So here's the thing. That is what this, not just this new year, but that is what every day is all about. We as people need to have a set apart mindset. So you think set apart mindset, what does that mean, a set apart mindset? Well, I'm not going to define it in just one sentence or one word or one phrase. I want you to listen to this entire episode. And then on the other side of this episode, you're going to have a stronger meaning, a stronger sense of knowing what a set apart mindset really is all about. All right. And I have some things here that I want to, you know, communicate to you, because there are times when, you know, the day to day operations, things are moving, things are grooving, things are going, things are just in constant motion. I have went on record before as saying that this world is a machine. I need you to remember that, understand that, ingest it, digest it, process what I'm saying. This world is a machine. And so it is up to you and I to exercise our free will to put ourselves in position as much as possible every single day at the appropriate times, where we need to not just be in a quiet, well, not just physically being in a quiet place, obviously, you know, because most of us, you know, we need to do some form of work. And when I say work, I'm talking about occupation. OK, so I'm not saying you need to hide in a closet all day. But what I am saying is, even whether we are in public or if we are in private, really, the key is we need to get to a place where our hearts are at rest. All right, let's marinate on that for a second. Let's put a little silence on that and marinate that for a second. We need to be people that operate in a mind at rest and a heart at rest. And for some, it's a challenge, right? For some of us, it's more easier and more simpler than others. For others of us, it's a challenge to, I don't know if I want to say accomplish that, but it's challenging for some of us to get to that place. And I want this episode to be a template, to be an example, to be one form of an example of how to be a person to get more to that place of a quiet mind, a restful mind, and a quiet heart and a restful heart. Okay. We don't want to be people that are anxious all the time. All right. So set apart. Why am I saying that? Let me start off by saying that there are times when a lot of us can, for example, if we talk about when you're hanging out with your homies and you're doing something recreational, doing something in some form of entertainment, or you're doing some leisure activity, or maybe it might be some form of a productivity type of activity. I don't know. But sometimes when it comes to that, or if you're just around people, just having a conversation, there are times when we can be influenced by other people. It may not be limited to just friends or whatever. It could be just anybody who we're around. some of us say things that are not necessarily correct. And sometimes we do that without realizing it. We may say stuff that is incorrect or invalid or incomplete or inconsequential or something that is just not complete or just something that is just a waste of air. And for some of us, we may not mean to do that. We may not mean to do that on purpose, but sometimes we pick up and we absorb certain other habits or certain other things that other people do or that other people say and whatnot. Now, again, of course, on the flip side, on the positive side on the coin, yes, I want to remind you that it is more than okay to be a person that is influenced by the right people, that is influenced by the right group of people, the right mentors or the things of that nature in terms of what people do and what they say. Right. We are here to uplift and encourage and inspire one another. All right. But when we talk about having a set apart mindset, one of the things that I cannot express enough, especially as a single person. Okay. Now, this is not just for single people, but I'm just, put a little asterisk by it, especially for single people, that one of the things that we as people need to do, whether if you're single or married, and again, I want my single people to perk your ears up just a little bit of extra. Perk your ears up on what I'm about to say. I want you to really increase on spending more alone time with yourself. Okay? Spending more alone time with yourself. Now, let me mention a couple of things in regards to that. Now, obviously, I know I'm going to have church people listening as well. Now, you want to be a person that spends alone time with God. Okay? One of the reasons that you want to spend more alone time by yourself, one of the things is that puts you in the best position possible so you can hear God. Okay? Now, let me be explicitly clear, because some people say God, but they may not believe in Jesus and they may not believe in the Holy Spirit. All right? That's what this podcast is all about. This podcast is about all three, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, I want you to, if this were a subtitle, what I'm about to say, it is a subtitle, not necessarily just a subtitle, but a subtitle as far as like a message, a subtitle in a couple of sentences or a little short paragraph. God wants you to be by yourself at the right times on a daily basis so you can hear from him, so that way he can communicate to you on what he has in store for you in your life in terms of purposeful or being purposeful and being a person of productivity. All right. And not just that, but he wants to spend time with you as well. He will not force himself upon you. He will not barge himself upon you, but he will reveal himself to you at times where you may not even be looking for it. You may not be expecting it. But obviously, if we put ourselves in positions to ask him to reveal himself to us, he will. And of course, we got to be looking for it on the other side of that request. All right. So everything that I'm saying, you can revert back to what I just said right there. It's almost like as a returning point, almost like a pillar statement. All right. Because like I said, the world is a machine and we need to be people that, yes, we have work, we have occupations, we have business or businesses that we run or whatever kind of work that you do, or maybe you're not working, but you still have some form of a schedule to do on a day-to-day basis. Whatever it is that you do, there has to be some good moments where you have those woosah moments to yourself, those moments where you need to recollect, those moments where you need to renew, those moments where you need to be refreshed. It is extremely vital that we take those moments. Take advantage of those moments each and every day. Because let me tell you guys, we're going to keep it 1,000. We ain't going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it 1,000. I've had a whole bunch of days where I was just going and going. And here's the thing. Like, I've had a lot of days where I was going and grooving and doing this and doing that. Like, I was times where I was doing a lot of good things and time where I was doing a lot of not a good things. Right. And I'm saying that because
a lot of those times where I should have been quiet, or I should have been doing more quiet, more purposeful productivity type things. Okay. But when you're just, when you're doing a hiccup knee jerk reaction and you're just reacting and just up and going and doing stuff and not really taking the time to step back and count the cost of the action that you're about to do and the time that it's going to take, or potentially if you know the time that it's going to take for you to do said thing, then you're just a person that's just, you're spinning your wheels. You're spinning your wheels and you get mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted, spiritually exhausted, and maybe even physically exhausted, again, depending on that thing that you're trying to do. But again, the purpose of this episode is, you got to be a person that's set apart. Set apart. All right, so spending alone time. Yes, you want to spend alone time with God. How do you do that? Through His Word, reading the Holy Bible, right? Taking that time, reading it, ingesting it, meditating on it, praying on it, all that good stuff. That is the ultimate foundation. The ultimate foundation. The ultimate of ultimate foundations. Reading His Word, praying on it, meditating on it, and being a person of repentance and being a person of God, right? That's what it's all about. Ultimately, I don't care what you do at the end of the day. If you get nothing else from this episode, I want you to get that as the main thing. The blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for you and I, so we could be here today. So I could be here. You could be here. The people that have lived and passed on, everyone that's living and breathing right now, and everybody that ever will draw breath and that will exist in this world, they have been here, are here, and will be here because of the blood shed on the cross when Jesus died for you and Jesus died for me. Nothing is more important than knowing that and reliving that, or rehearsing that truth in your head and in your heart over and over and over and over again. Believing that, believing in Christ, believing in His resurrection, the most important thing. Without that, it's just not a good look. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not a good look if we are people that do not believe in that. Now, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm trying to bully people into believing that. I'm just putting it out there plain as day. We want to be people that ultimately, my prayer, let me put it to you this way. My prayer is that you, the listener, believe in God, you believe in Jesus, and that you believe in the Holy Spirit, and that you believe that Jesus died on the cross, that He died for your sins. He died for all of sickness, all of disease, including the boo-boo 19. He died for every illness, every failure, every lack, every poverty, every death, every hurt, every pain, every form of anxiety, every form of depression, every form of medication that might be bootleg. He died for it all. Every sin, every worry, every care, every negative thing, every negative toxic thing that you've been through, He died for all of that. Every form of wrongdoing, every level of wrongdoing, He died for it all. Every sin, He died for it all. So you and I could be here today. But you got to believe. You got to believe, and you got to choose to accept Him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. All right, so we got that. We respectfully got that out the way. All right, so with that said, you want to spend, within the context of that, within the context of what I just said, you want to spend time alone getting to know yourself through God and through His Word, okay? Because if I say just spending time alone, then a lot of people may walk out on the other side of this podcast not knowing what to put that up towards, so to speak. All right. So, yes, you want to be a person that spends time alone so you can just think deeply. Listen, there's a lot of things that are expected of you in this life. Let's just be real about it. Like I said, there's some form of purpose on the inside of you. And in order for that to happen, you're going to need to put yourself in a position to just think. You need to think deep about stuff. And it might not be just about purposeful and productivity things in terms of what you're called to do here on this earth. It could be just, okay, I need to sit here and think deeply about, okay, how am I going to work my finances? How am I going to increase my finances by 20% this year? How am I going to increase my health by X amount of percentage this year? How am I going to increase my cardiovascular health this year? How am I going to transform my body this year? What strategy do I need to employ? Like, I'm for real. Sometimes we need to just set that extra time aside
and do just that. Because some of us on here, we may say, okay, I do that. You know, we may already do that, but sometimes we may need to set aside more time. I don't know. I'm finding out even to this day, like as a man, there is a lot that is required as a man. Yes, there is a lot required as of for women too, but with all due respect, as far as men, there is a lot that is required as a man, you know, so you got to be able to, and of course, the same for ladies, too, in different ways. So you got to take that time to just, you know, to game plan and strategy. OK, maybe take one full day. It's like, OK, how am I going to game plan my finances? Maybe not the entire day, but maybe you take whatever the time you need. You take 20 minutes. You take that extra 30 minutes. You take maybe an hour, 2 hours, and you sit down and you game plan. You just sit and meditate. How am I going to increase my finances? How am I going to increase my relationships with people? You know, what resources can I use to up on that, to be up on that? And I'm saying that because obviously a lot of us, we have schedules and a day-to-day grind and Monday through Friday or whatever days you work. It might be Tuesday through Sunday, I don't know, or Wednesday through Monday or whatever days that you work. And then outside of that, of course, you got your relationships, like I said, as far as your people that you, your crew that you run with, the crew that you hang out with, right? Are you leaving enough time for that? Or are you a person, here's one thing that I'm saying. Are you a person that when the weekend hits, you got to fill your schedule up, or maybe not fill it up, but you got to, you know, all right, let me partially fill it up or something like that. No, sometimes you got to have an entire, well, actually sometimes, actually all the time, you should have a full day of rest. And we're talking about Sabbath. You got to have some form of a Sabbath once a week. And let me tell you guys, years ago, I've always heard about the Sabbath, but I was not even, my mind was not in the place where I was like, all right, I need to sit down and game plan. How am I going to do my Sabbath? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think about it, or not think about it. I would hear about it, but I never took any action on how to employ that. I never took any action on how to apply a Sabbath day. And let me tell you guys, and I'm not sitting here saying my Sabbath day is like perfect and high and top notch level, but these days I am a lot more conscientious of it. I'm a lot more cognizant of taking a Sabbath day, and literally I really strive to stay at home as much as possible during a Sabbath day. Now, here's the thing. Now, obviously, if some form of an emergency happens, like something needs to be taken care of, okay, absolutely. I get up and go do the thing. I don't want to be like, oh, nope, I'm taking my Sabbath. Nope, no emergencies. Don't bother me. This, that, yeah. No, you still be a person of, now, of course, maybe it depends, you know, every person's discretion. Every person's lifestyle is different, right? But I'm just speaking for myself that if some form of an emergency happens, depending on the emergency and depending on what's going on, you know, if I'm able to get up and go and handle it and help out, all right, let's go do the thing, you know? But my point is to be more conscious. Again, set apart mindset, be more conscious of a Sabbath day. And look, here's the thing. Some people may ask, all right, what day do you take it on? Guys and gals, it does not have to be on one particular day. Now, I know that I know a lot of people, they'll start on, you know, the Friday sundown, and then they do it sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, or they may go until Sunday. I don't know. But ultimately, my point is don't restrict yourself and say like, oh my gosh, it has to be on this day. It has to be on that time. Now, if you want to, if you can, absolutely, you know, but you know, some people's schedules are different. Some people work overnight. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say that. Some people work overnight. You got people that work at gas stations 24/7. Well, I'm saying gas stations that are open 24/7, right? So not everybody's going to be able to employ a Friday to sundown, the Saturday to sundown. You see what I'm saying? So that would not be wise of me to say everyone's got to do it at the exact same day at the exact same time. That's just not practical. That's just not practical at all. So my thing is choose a day, you know, and just ease into it and allow the grace of God to just be over you. And, you know, he's going to see your heart that you're wanting to, you know, employ the Sabbath day. All right. Again, set apart mindset. Because like I said, the world is a machine. You need time to like just unwind and detox from everything. And I'm telling you, it's like your headspace clears up. I don't know how to describe it. It's like your headspace clears up. You don't feel like head pressure. Your head doesn't feel achy. Your mind doesn't feel like it's going 1,000 miles an hour. You feel like you can really recollect yourself, refresh yourself. I tell you what, sometimes I've recently adopted, and I'm not saying everybody needs to do this. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying everybody needs to do what I'm about to say. But I serve as an usher every other Sunday at church. But on the Sundays that I don't serve, I just stay at home. I just stay at home because for me, where I'm at is like, now, could I get up and go to church on Sunday? Yeah, absolutely I could. But I take advantage of that opportunity to just, you know, sort of a little bit of a detox fast from people. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't talk to people. That doesn't mean that I don't be around people. But I'm saying, like, in terms of like big crowds of people, that's what I'm saying. I like, you know, I allow myself to be by myself to, you know, okay, you know, being around crowds of people. But there are other times when it's like, okay, I need to just be by myself. I need to just decompress. I just need to, you know, just need to unwind. And it's not even about being physically tired. It's just really just making sure that you rewire yourself so that when you go into the next week, you'll be as fresh as a daisy. Is this making sense? Is this making sense? And again, this is stuff that has to be on the forefront of your mind. It must be on the forefront of your mind. It cannot be on the side of your mind or on the back of your mind laying out. I always give the visual. You can't be out in the backyard, laying in a hammock, dozing off, sleeping, and got drool all over your shirt. It's got to be in the forefront of your mind. Give the visual of if somebody's knocking on the door, if someone's knocking on the door and they answer the door, they see a ready and prepared individual. You are that individual. You are that ready and prepared individual. Why? Because you keep it in the forefront of your mind to be a person that I'm going to be set apart. I'm going to have a Sabbath day once a week. And I would even go as far as to say, it ain't even nothing big about taking, you know, a few mini Sabbaths throughout the week. And when I say mini Sabbaths, I'm talking about, okay, take an hour to yourself. Take 2 hours to yourself. I don't know the time frame. You know, that's at every person's discretion. You know, don't, you know, yes, you know, a lot of us work X amount of hours a day, but don't just literally like work. I mean, you know, take those mini Sabbaths for yourself. You see what I'm saying? That's very important as well. All right. So I want to read off these things here so that way I can make sure I get it all out to you. A set apart mindset. Okay. So now that I said all that, let's talk about set apart. What does that mean? Set apart means that, well, let me describe it in a different way. There are ways that we see ourselves, and then there's a way that God sees you, all right? And we need to make sure that we are on the same page with how God sees us, all right? Being set apart, you know, a lot of the times it's going to mean that you're going to have to make decisions that are not popular. Now, of course, a lot of you know this. A lot of you have heard this before. But just take this as a refresher. Just take this as encouragement. Just take this as a reminder. And then next thing, how you see other people, how you see other people, how you view other people, your perspective on other people. You know, are you a person that says, oh, well, I hate people? All right. Well, OK, well, explore that. Why is it that you hate people? Why is it that we are a little shorter with people? You know, I mean, yes, we have moments and times where we're short with people. That happens. I've been short with people. I've been short with people, and I'm sure people have been short with me. I'm not talking about having moments. I'm talking about like that, like it's a lifestyle. It's perpetual. Okay. How we see ourselves and how we view ourselves and how we view other people, it's not just important. It's very, very significant, you know, because you could throw unconditional love in the mix. You know, that's one thing I've been meditating on. It's like every single day that a new day hits, it's like, okay, start the clock over, start the timer over, so to speak. And you, whatever happened yesterday, if you were wronged yesterday, forget it. Throw away in the garbage. Don't rehash it. Don't rebring it up. I mean, I get it. Sometimes some situations are, you know, you got to talk about it on another day. I get that. But I'm talking about when something is resolved and both parties have spoken, or multiple parties have spoken. If there's more than two parties, you've spoken, you've hashed it out, you've dealt with it. Leave it there. Leave it in the completed category. Or maybe, and for whatever reason, if a situation is unresolved, and perhaps one person has chosen to ignore you, or for whatever reason, it's just not finished. The situation is not finished. It's not resolved. You feel wrong. You feel cheated. Or I don't know, maybe you wronged and cheated the person. I don't know. You know, again, I always try to speak with balance, because it's not all about us being wrong. Sometimes we do the wrongdoing, whether it be on purpose or on accident. Sometimes we do that. That's just, you know, we got to keep it. We got to be like a referee. We got to keep it official, like a referee with a whistle. See what I'm saying? Black and white stripes. Got to keep it official like a referee with a whistle. All right. So we got to read God's word to get an ultimate perspective on how we are supposed to be and who we are supposed to be and who we were created to be. All right. So just going to list down the reasons real quick in terms of why we should be people that are set apart. Like, as I mentioned earlier, it's the absolute best position to hear from God. All right. Look, like I said, there are going to be times when you're going to be having conversations with people. It could be family, could be friends, could be close friends. A lot of times you'll hear stuff that is right. You'll hear stuff that is true. And there are other times you'll hear stuff that is not true. And I'm not saying that people are trying to tell you wrong stuff on purpose. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in the Bible, Paul says, test everything. So when you hear stuff, you got to test it. How do you test it? Put it up against God's word. That's how you do it. That's how you know if it's true or not. Just like they say in terms of court, when people go to court, you know, if people give a certain truth, you got to see if it'll stand the test of time. And if it was a lie, it did not stand the test of time. All right. I want to read this next one. OK. One reason that you want to be a person that is set apart and that you want to spend alone time with yourself. To ensure that you have your own stand-alone convictions. Ooh, this one is a big one, a huge one. To ensure that you have your own stand-alone convictions. Look, here's the thing. When I define convictions, and when I define stuff, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls that are listening to the podcast, sometimes I may define it, you know, what Google says. Other times I define it trying to give you a picture. Or I define it in a different way because I really want you to understand it. Convictions, a word that comes to mind when I hear convictions is undergird. Undergird. And when you think about undergird, I think about pillar. It's truths that hold you up as a person. Truths that hold you up as a person of who you are. Now, we can say this is a truth. We can say that's a truth. But at the end of the day, does it line up with the Holy Bible? Does it line up with God's word? And you got to be a person that, and the analogy that I give is, you just like in the NFL or the NBA, there's a playbook or a handbook that the coaches will have. All right, run this play. All right, run that play. You got to read the playbook. You got to study the playbook. You got to read the playbook. If you don't study the playbook, you're not going to know what the play is. Yeah, and I just keep it that simple. Same thing with the Bible. If we don't, now again, I don't want to come across as saying, if you don't read the Bible, then you don't know. That's not my point. Please hear me out, ladies and gentlemen. My approach is not to be condescending and be like, oh, well, if you don't read the Bible, then you're not going to know. I'm saying it in a form of, if we are people that choose to not read the Bible, or we choose to, ultimately ignore God. And I'm talking about if we've heard from God and he's trying to reach us. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to get us to, you know, he's trying to get a message to us. If we continuously reject and continuously ignore and continuously choose to not read the Bible, then we are going to be people that will forever question, will forever feel and believe that we're not in the know of things. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to understand that is the heart of where I'm coming from. My heart is to not be condescending and like, oh, well, if you don't read the Bible, then, well, tough for you. Then no, that's not my thing. Because look, there was a time when I was not reading the Bible. There was a time when I was showing up to church, but wasn't even thinking about reading the word, wasn't serious about reading the word. I would just go and hear the sermon and be like, chunk the deuces, live how I want to live and still go out and do things I ain't supposed to be doing. And, you know, I was that guy. I was that guy. So anything I say, it's all about shortening the gaps, helping the next person out. So you want to ensure you have your own standalone convictions. Convictions is undergird. Convictions is pillar. What holds up a building? The foundation of the building, with the bricks, the way that the building is held up. If it ain't strong, that building's going to fall flat out. I'm not an expert on buildings and how they're created and everything, but I do know you need some strong pillars in order to keep that building up. Same thing for you as a person. If you're going to be a tree, you're going to have to be a tree with roots that are just deep, and they're entangled in truth. They're wired in. They're wired in very, very good. They're not flimsy roots. See what I'm saying? You're going to be a tree that produces good fruit and good branches. All right. And that goes back to what I said earlier. A lot of times when we are constantly in the limelight of, yes, you're at work, and yes, you feel like you got to always be around people. A lot of times, some of us are not mindful of, like I said, things that other people say, and then we take it as truth. Like, oh yeah, that sounds good, that feels good, I'll take it and run it as truth. We've all been guilty of that. I've been guilty of that. But again, that's where we got to test and put it up to God's word and spend that alone time thinking deeply, putting it to the test. Is this true? Is this true? Someone put a post on social media recently, something about unlearning. There's a lot that I've had to unlearn, and I feel like it's going to continue. A lot of sermons that I've heard, and that some stuff I need to unlearn. Right. So you could put that as a reason. You need more time alone so you can unlearn stuff that you know that you think is true. But if you put it to the test, might not be true. OK. Another thing, next thing, increase in self-awareness. I put increase in self-awareness and productivity, but I've mentioned productivity a lot. But self-awareness is just, it's pretty self-explanatory. Being aware of your relationships, being aware of when you think about other people and how you approach relationships, how you approach your perspective of relationships, and how you approach, and relationships could be for those of you that are married. When you get time to reset like that, you have time to increase in self-awareness. I can say for myself, when I have spent more time alone and by myself, increasing in self-awareness, your mind is more quick on the draw. You have time to think about things. You have time to be more strategic on things, and you have time to better prepare for whatever it is that you're preparing for. So if you have a hard task that you have ahead of you, when you take that extra alone time and you say, okay, I know this part is tough, but if I focus on my strengths, whatever those strengths are, maybe you're a good talker. Maybe you're good with your hands. Maybe you're good with, physically being active, or maybe you're good with problem solving, whatever those strengths are that you have. Focus on those towards that situation. Whatever strengths you have, focus on those strengths towards that situation, and be optimistic. Be optimistic about the task, even though it's tough. Even maybe a task that you may feel it's above you, or you might think it's too much for you. Be optimistic about it and ease into it. Chunk it into a whole bunch of small steps. And then the more you chop it up, the more you dice it up, the more successful you'll be on the other side, and you'll be able to complete that task. And it may take more than one person. It may be a team effort. But there are a lot of times, sometimes we do things by ourselves. Other times, we may need a team of people. All right. And then the final thing I'll say, and then we'll get out of here. What is your voice? This is also one of the other significant things that I wanted to mention on here. One of the other significant reasons that I say that one of the reasons that we as people, we need to spend more alone time with ourselves, is we need to find our voice. And when I say find our voice, I'm talking about finding your voice in terms of that way, so that way your voice can carry throughout this earth. Now, I know some of you think, oh my gosh, like throughout the entire earth, maybe not. And I'm not really talking about I'm talking about the entire earth. Maybe not that you have to go through the entire earth, but I'm talking about the things that you say, the thing that you plant in the ground, so to speak, the seeds that you sow, that it carries on to the next person, and it's on to the next person, on to the next person, on to the next person, on to the next person. That's what I'm talking about. Leaving a legacy. When I started this podcast, it wasn't an overnight thing. I just want y'all to know that. If it's your first time listening, this was not an overnight thing, this podcast. Let me tell you something. This has actually been years in the making when you really think about it. The podcast debuted on July 31st, 2020, smack dab in the middle of the boo-boo 19. But if I go back, as far as I can remember, I remember, like I said, I've said this on the podcast before. When I worked in a call center environment for a subsidiary company of Bank of America, well, I think at first it was Countrywide Home Loans, and then it, you know, I think B of A bought out Countrywide Home Loans in 2008. So I still worked for that same subsidiary company, but I was still doing the same thing, just, you know, instead of Jim, it was Bill, so to speak. That's as far back as I can remember when I would make inbound calls, outbound calls. And it wasn't all the time, but every now and then, sporadically, people would say, certain people that I would talk to on the phone business-wise, you know, they recognize, oh, you should be in radio. You should do something radio-related. And this is like 2000, I don't know, I was there from late 2005 to mid-2011. So sporadically, somewhere throughout there, we'll say maybe 06, 07, 08, somewhere in there, I had people telling me that. And then just kind of even after that, just every now and then, I would have people say something about my voice, and I would just take it with a grain of salt. And I would, you know, I would never just shoot it down. I would say, okay, thank you, I appreciate it. And then, as I've said, fast forward to late 2015, I inherited an opportunity to do internet radio for a few months at a place called Fishbowl Radio in Arlington, Texas. It wasn't just me. It was a team of people. We each had a 30-minute spot. And we did that for several Fridays. It was good. It was fantastic. It was fun actually being in the boardroom or the sound room where the controls are and everything. Now, I didn't operate that. I think I had someone in there with me doing that. But being able to be in there and just experience that, that's where it really tipped over for me. It's like, okay, I need to do something with my voice. I need to do something with it. You know, and then you fast forward to 2018. That's when I went to personal training school for the last 6 months of 2018. I needed that once and for all secure, confident information that I could learn in terms of the content of fitness and nutrition, the absolute basics and fundamentals of fitness and nutrition. I needed classroom teaching. I needed hands-on training. And I didn't physically say to myself, this is what I need. Like, I believe that God knew that that's what I needed. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that was next to my relationship with Christ. That was the best investment I ever made in myself, was those 6 months in that personal training school. And I learned more about God through the two teachers in that class. See what I'm saying? Now, one other thing I need to mention is that when I taught men's Bible studies from 2010 to 2012, that was really where it started in terms of me knowing that I'm a person that, okay, I'm called to teach something. I'm called to speak. I'm called to encourage. I'm called to do exhortation, things of that nature. So that's everything that you hear in this podcast. That's everything that you hear in each episode, whether if I'm talking about the Bible, if I'm talking about fitness, if I'm talking about myself, if I'm being goofy, if I'm being funny, any of those pieces, any of those aspects. That's where all of that comes from. Now, obviously, of course, the Bible talks about God says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So God already knew that this was going to happen before I even knew it was going to happen, before I even existed on this earth. But of course, as I'm living life, as I have been living life, I found out about each of those pieces every step along the way. And guess what? The very same can be done for you. I'm just another guy, just like you, or you know, another person just like you. You know, of course, there are some women out there, too, right? But I'm another human being just like you. But if you put yourself in position to intentionally hear from God, the more that you do that, the more that you will find your voice, the more that you spend time alone by yourself. And it could be just literally just you just chilling on the couch. You know what I'm saying? You just watching a movie, you watching tube. It doesn't always have to be just being productive and reading and praying and worshiping. Yes, those things are extremely important. But it's also about getting more time to know yourself and understand yourself. See what I'm saying? Because when you can tolerate time by yourself alone, guess what? You can tolerate, you know, a lot of other stuff that happens in the world. a lot of other bootleg stuff or bootleg actions that other people will do or not do, say or not say, you'll be able to tolerate so much more because you're able to not only tolerate yourself, but you're able to endure yourself. And even all the parts that you don't like about yourself or may not like about yourself, you're able to take that time and to heal, obviously through God and His Word, but you're able to heal and just really just breathe and woosah and say, you know what? Everything's going to be more than okay. Everything's going to be more than okay. So I implore you today, whether now, I, you know, I'm speaking more to single people, but I'm, you know, married people, of course, take this as well. Really spend time by yourself, getting to know yourself this year in terms of what God thinks and says about you. And look, let me say this because I want to be explicitly clear. Another thing is you're going to have to say no more often. Like, I need you to say no more often. Now, it's up to you as a person in terms of the discretion of what you say no to and what you say yes to. You know, I'm not here to be your manager or your therapist or anything like that. But I do know one thing. You're going to have to say no more often. You're going to have to say no more often, you know, and it's OK to do things on your terms in a selfless manner. Okay, I'm going to run that back. It is okay to do things on your terms in a selfless manner, not selfish manner, a selfless manner. Example, just an example. When it comes to recreational and leisure and entertainment, just an example, just one example. If someone's, you know, celebrating a birthday with a group of people and you don't want to celebrate it with a group of people, okay, that's cool. Hit up the person, say, hey, you know what? I really want to celebrate your birthday, but, you know, I got stuff going on this day. But, hey, let's get together on this other day and da-da-da-da-da. You know, you don't have to join in with those other people unless if you want to. That's fine, okay? But, again, it's at your own discretion. The point that I'm making is don't say yes too much. Don't say yes too much and don't say no too much. You feel what I'm saying? Don't say yes too much. You say yes too much, you're going to be in the limelight too much. You're going to be run yourself ragged and you're going to run out of energy. You're not going to feel refreshed. You're not going to feel flourished. You're not going to feel renewed. You're not going to feel like a person of strength. So you say yes too much, you're going to be a person that's going to tire yourself and you're going to dog yourself out. If you say no too much, you're going to be a person that's on an island by yourself. You're gonna say no too much, and you're not gonna be around people as much as you should in terms of the times that you should be around people. You're gonna be Proverbs 18:1, where it talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, when you're isolated by yourself, that you like the desires start happening that are not good for you. Okay, so the more that you're by yourself, that's when it starts getting to, you know, more unhealthy patterns and, you know what I'm saying, just things that your mind starts perhaps playing tricks on you, so to speak, if you allow it to, and you just start going off the deep end on stuff that you shouldn't be going off on. So it's trying to, I don't know if I would say a balance, but I'm just going to say that the more that you are quiet and in tune, the more that you are quiet and in tune with spending time with yourself, spending time with God, obviously, I will leave you with this. It's almost like when you think about Taekwondo, right? There's something like 9 or 10 degrees of a black belt. Something like 9 or 10 degrees of a black belt. Look, y'all, even if you get to a black belt, like that's an accomplishment in itself, but there's more than one degree of a black belt in Taekwondo. There's some like 9 or 10 degrees of a black belt. And look, here's the thing. I don't know all the colors offhand, but each color that you get in terms of the belt, it takes not only months, not only days, it takes years. It takes years to accomplish those upper management, so to speak, that upper level of belts. It takes years to accomplish that. And it takes years of dedication just to even get to the first degree of black belt. All right. Now you think about the professional Jamaican runner, Usain Bolt. Some of y'all know this, some of y'all don't. 4 years it took him to train for 9 seconds. 9 seconds. Now, I'm pretty sure he didn't know, like, all right, it's going to take me 4 years to run this 9 seconds. It just happened. And then he just ended up, okay, it took him, he ran 9 seconds. Because of the preparation that he did, the training, the endurance, the perseverance. I'm sure my man had times was like, shoot, man. I don't know if he did. I don't know if he had times was like, shoot, man, I give up, man. I don't know about this, man. I don't know if it's going to happen. But
He kept going. He kept persevering. And that's why I say it is significant that we are process-oriented people. So when you talk about fitness goals, and you're trying to transform your body, and some of us, we trying to shortchange it. Oh, 2 months, 3 months. And, you know, if you're trying to drop 100 pounds in 4 months, that's a little bit too close. You have to spread that out. Spread that out. And then when you reach the goal, and then what? And then what? What you going to do when you reach the goal? So that's why it's significant that we become process-oriented people. It takes years just to get to a black belt. So I'm saying all that to say, any person that takes Taekwondo or any type of self-defense, you have to take time to nurture and cultivate that art. You have to study and know the nuances of life. Know when to go, know when to withdraw. Know when to go, know when to retreat. Know when to say yes, know when to say no. And that's why I say you gotta be an artiste. You have to act like you're a professional painter and an artiste, and know when to brush that stroke 3 times and know when to brush that stroke 8 times. Has to be the exact amount. Yes, you're going to mess up. Yes, you're going to fall short. I'm just putting it out there because you're not perfect and neither am I. I'm not perfect. But if we go by the lifeline of the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of God, and if we thrive off of that, that's going to help us to increase. That's going to help us to be fueled into the people that we need to be. And the voice of the Holy Spirit, that's what's going to help you with those nuances. When to say yes, when to say no, when to go out, when to stay in, when to do this, when to do that, when to say this, when to not say this. Don't say this, don't say that. You know, be careful here, be careful there. Go all out here, work hard here, relax, rest here. You feel what I'm saying? So that encapsulates everything that I'm saying. So let's be people that be set apart. That is what a set apart mindset is all about. We're going to have to be uncommon. You can't be common, because we can't be people that just naturally and organically gravitate into what wrong things are being done without even realizing it. Right. It's like all of a sudden we're joined at the hip, so to speak, with the next person and certain beliefs and certain thoughts and certain ways of thinking. But that's why we need to respectfully detach ourselves from certain beliefs, certain things that don't serve us right. Marinate on that. Chew on this. You may need to listen to this episode again. Share it with a friend. Share it with a coworker. Share it with a family member. And tell them it's all about being set apart. Why? Because green eggs and ham, Sam I am. Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. Sam, S-A-M, I-A-M, Sam I am. Set apart mindset. And I promise you, on the other side of this episode, if you listen and digest what I'm saying, I want you to walk away from this episode saying, I am a person with a set apart mindset. Sam I am. All right, guys and gals, once again, I want to say thank you for jamming this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. You are greatly appreciated. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I want to support this podcast, but I don't know how to go about doing that. Well, that's what the purpose of this is for. Now, if you want to financially support the Ultimate You podcast, you can just scroll down in the description of this episode and you should see a link that has the word support in it. Just go ahead and click that link and then follow the instructions accordingly, and then you can donate an amount of your choosing. You can be a monthly supporter, or you can be a one-time donation supporter, or however often you choose to financially support the podcast, if you choose to do so. Or simply put, you can just support the podcast by sharing it with people, right? Because there's people all over the world that desire to be healthier in some way, shape, or fashion. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter if they're working corporate America or if they're an entrepreneur or anything in between. We all want to live the absolute best lives possible when it comes to our health. So either way, whatever method you choose to support, I just want to say I thank you very much. I hope you'll keep riding with me on the Ultimate You podcast. As always, change
and be changed.